It's Tuesday morning in Cairo. There's a crowd that continues to grow in Tahrir Square. There's people who just keep filtering in. It's a constant stream of people. From here, it looks like, you know, a crowd that would be attending a rock concert or a sporting event. It's just groups of 2 and 3 and 10 walking slowly, calmly into the square, going through army checkpoints. The army does not appear to be hindering people from entering whatsoever. There's vendors selling food and water at the checkpoints. Traffic is certainly much, much lighter than it would normally be on a day, on a business day, and on a working day in Cairo. But it is moving. It's daylight out. There's no police presence whatsoever, even though they have redeployed elsewhere in the city. They're not around the square. The army is still here. There's a couple armored personnel carriers and tanks that I can see, but fewer certainly than days ago. The square is just maybe 500 yards from the burned-out National Democratic Party headquarters, where dozens of destroyed cars are still sitting in the parking lot. The structure has not been touched. The nearby National Women's Council has also burned, also has not been touched. Nobody came to put out the fire. But the crowd keeps filtering into the square. It's above 3,000 at this point, perhaps 5,000, and it continues to grow. We don't know when exactly the march will start. People were saying around 10 or 10:30. It's around that time now. No one is moving out. It seems that they might be willing to wait until their numbers grow.